So the next definition is on traffic light exemption for cyclists. A traffic light exemption for cyclists allows cyclists to bypass a traffic light. A dedicated sign underneath the traffic light indicates in which directions cyclists might go without observing the traffic light. Cyclists crossing on a red light generally are obliged to yield to perpendicular traffic and pedestrians. I think now the issues are the following. The first is safety consideration. So we may have cyclists entering we will have then cyclists entering on the red light. In the document, in paragraph 53, the arguments are provided that actually this solution is in support of safety, as traffic lights are mainly installed to help out with the motorized traffic motorized traffic versus pedestrians, and so often, especially for the right turns of big lorries, they may not see cyclists, and so traffic incidents or sometimes leading to fatalities occur. On the other hand, that solution suggests that one can achieve a better fluidity of cycle traffic. In any case, this is open for discussion. Whether you believe that such definition should be included, whether this is good practice, or whether, on contrary, you don't believe that this is good practice. And then, of course, in the definition, we refer to a sign that is underneath the traffic that would indicate the possibility or the permission for cyclists to pass without observing the traffic light. And of course, there is no such sign that is included in the 1968 Convention on Road Signs and Signals. And of course, neither we've had at the last meeting of any proposal for setting up such sign. So should you believe that this is a good practice solution, and we should also include the definition without changes as you see it on the screen, then of course it will be also important to hear your views as with regard to the sign and markings. Thank you.